It's a crisp, cold morning in the Santa Monica Mountains. The only noise you hear at what was Western Town at Paramount Ranch is some birds chirping. A man is standing in front of an iconic 70-foot-high, 90-foot-wide valley oak tree. He admits he's sad because this tree is one of the latest victims of the 2018 Woolsey wildfire.
In many ways, it was considered a landmark tree or a witness tree, you know, a tree that's sort of seen a lot of the development and human activity. It's been here and it's kind of seen the whole history of the ranch. We have photos of it going back to the early 20th century, you know, when the Paramount first built the ranch facilities around it. It's a mature tree at that time.
John Tisler is the plant ecologist and arborist for the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area. The tree is at the center of what was the ranch's Western Town. It appeared in hundreds of movies and television shows over the years and was the backdrop for countless weddings. But in November of 2018, the Woolsey Fire swept through the ranch. It destroyed almost all of the movie set buildings and damaged many of the valley oaks, including this big one, the one they call the witness tree.
We tried to give it time. Oaks in general resprout fairly quickly after the fire. You can imagine the tree has lost all its photosynthesizing tissue, its leaves, and it wants to repair itself. Generally, you see what they call epicormic or trunk sprouting very shortly after a fire. It can be within a week, whereas this tree, the north side of the tree, was just dead completely. The south side showed a few little sprouts, but then they gave out. And that was the last of it.
They think the intensity of the flames from some of the buildings burning near the tree in effect cooked its insides. While it's completely blackened, its branches still majestically tower over Western Town.
This one, I think, is a particularly spectacular, or was, sorry to say, a particularly spectacular tree. Just look at the tortuous branches and the structure. Really quite beautiful. And of course, the twinned trunks have always been an attraction to people. These branches over here are actually quite flexible. Kids would sit on the end of them and bounce up and down.
Tisler says if the tree was in a remote part of the National Recreation Area, they'd leave it there and let nature take its course. But because it's in Western Town, which is going to be rebuilt, the possibility of the branches falling or the wishbone-shaped tree splitting pose a public danger. Later this month, it'll be cut down.
A little sad?
I think so. I don't consider myself a tree hugger, but the loss of this tree very much saddens me. It was really one of our more spectacular trees, I think, that we have in the park.
The park is holding an open house this Saturday to give the community the chance to say goodbye to the iconic tree, which has been a part of so many lives. Anna Patrice Cholo is with the National Park Service.
I had a feeling that people would really gravitate to the idea of coming to say goodbye to the tree. And this is a very special tree in this area. Someone even commented that it's the most important tree in the Conejo Valley. That's possible. It's been here for a very long time. You know, a lot of people have gotten married here, family photos here. You know, we've had special events here. People remember this tree for a long time, and, you know, it will live on.
And plans call for helping the tree to remain a part of the park in a different way. Some of the wood will be used for things like benches and signs. National Park Service plant ecologist and arborist John Tisler says the tree removal may also allow them to answer a big unanswered question. How old is it?
It's really hard to say with trees. Certainly larger means older, but trees can grow at very different rates. I know many people will look at this and say 400 or even 1,000 years old, but I am not going to venture a guess.
And even in its current form, charred from top to bottom, it remains an impressive sight as you walk around it. The goodbye event for the witness tree takes place from 2 to 4 p.m. Saturday, and people with photographs of special memories involving the tree, like weddings or family reunions, are asked to bring copies to help create a celebration of the tree's history. At Paramount Ranch near Agoura Hills, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.